Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara 15 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, where the words of Gufa. So now we're going back to analyze what we previously mentioned. We said Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Krach v'chol ha-samachlo, that if you have a walled city and everything that is near that walled city, we're going to see what near we defined before as one mil, v'chol ha-nira imo, and everything that can be seen with that walled city, meaning if you have an open town that can be seen from the walled city, then Nidun Kikrach is going to be treated as the walled city itself, not only meaning we see that we extend the actual walls of the area to further out areas past where the walled city is. Tana, so this is clarified further. Samuch, an open town that is near the walled city is going to be viewed as a walled city as well. And Apal Bishenu Nira, even though it cannot be seen from the walled city. An open town that is going to be Samach Alf Bishenu Nira, that even though it can't be seen from the walled city, is going to be good. And Nira, an open town can be seen from a walled city, is going to be Alf Bishenu Samach, even though it's not near the city. So the Gemara points out, Bishlama Nira Alf Bishenu Samach. So in the second case, I understand. In a case where you have a town that doesn't have a walled city, but it can be seen, even though it is a bigger distance, it's a Nira Alf Bishenu Samach, it's further, but it's still Nira. Mishkafas, like, can go into Yasvi Biroshahar. You could have this example when the town is on top of a mountain. So you can see from the walled city to this town on top of the mountain, even though it's far away, that town would still be reading on the 15th like the walled city. So the Gemara says, where do you have an example though? Samach af bishin ira. Where do you have an example of an open town, a non-walled city that is near the walled city, even though it can't be seen from it? Where do you see that? If it's near it, then it should be able to be seen from the walled city. So the Gemara answers, Amar Yirmiyah, Sheyoshevas Benachal, that the case does exist where the town is going to be in a valley. If it's in a valley, then it's going to be in a valley, in which case you can't see it from the walled city, but it's right next to it, it's within a mil, it's in 2,000 amos, then they would be reading on the 15th as well. Now the Gemara is going to continue quoting a series of different halachas from Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Almost all of them are relating to, this one might not be, that's the first example might not be, but the rest of them are going to be related to Hilchos Megillah. V'yam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, krach sheyoshev le'ulavasof husaf nidon kekfar. If you have a city was originally built, houses were built, and then only afterwards they settled it, and then they put a wall around it, so the halach is going to be that we view it as a village, we view it as an unwalled city. According to Rashi, these halachas are not with the halachas necessarily of Purim. Rather, they're talking about the halachas of what's Bate Arichoma. Bate Arichoma, the Pesukim and Vayikra discuss that there's different halachas for sales. If I sell my steachuza, what's called a steachuza, my property that I had from my ancestors, from my parents' parents, right, all the way back from the time of the Chalukah during Yehoshua ben Nun, so I'm allowed to redeem it at any point. I'm allowed to redeem at any point, and I could take back and give back the money. So if I sell, let's say, for $50,000, anyway, it goes back to me at Yovel. So we assume that if I'm selling for $50,000, that it's $1,000 a year. So if I am able to, so I need the money right now, I sell it. So let's say 2 years later, I'm able to redeem it. So I give him $48,000, I can redeem whatever I want. However, the halachas of Bate Rechoma are fundamentally different. There, when it comes to Bate Rechoma, the seller of the house has to purchase it within a certain amount of time. I think it's a year or 2 years, I forgot the number. And then if he doesn't redeem it, then it's going to be given to the other person forever, which doesn't exist by the halachas of a regular steachuza. So these halachas, says, is very important. Rashi is pointing out that these halachas would be applicable to Bate Erechoma. However, in regards to Megillah, to Medirik and Rashi, that it doesn't make a difference whether the city was first walled or settled. If it was walled during the time of Shemanun, it doesn't matter what the purpose was for, it's going to be viewed as walled. That is the opinion of Rashi. Other Tosos disagree with this. Tosos hold that that Rabbi Shimon Levi is talking about halacha. All these halachas are regards to Megillah. Not all of a sudden over here is different halacha. It's also talking about Megillah that a city that was first settled then walled. If you know that was the metzias of that city during Yehoshua ben Nun, then they would not be reading on the 15th. Now the Gemara asks, my time, what's the reason for this halacha? Dichsiv each kimkor beis moshav arechoma. If a person should sell his house in a walled city. So we see Shehukaf Levos Yashav, which implies that the city was first made by a wall, and then, only then, settled below Sheyashav Levosof Hukav. Because it says, Beis Moshav Ir Choma, that it says it was a walled city, and then it was a Beis Moshav, so implying, from over here, that the house came in an already established walled city, and therefore, that would be the halacha over here, that it first has to be walled, and then, only then, could it be settled. Now the Gemara continues. Remember, Shimon Levi, Shimon Levi also taught us, Krach She'in Bo Asara Batlanim, a city does not have 10 people, Batlanim, literally, they're batel, they're not working. People who are just in kollel, they're people who are there all day to learn, and they come to make sure that they're in the shul, and the Rashi quotes based on the Gemara, the Rashi Rashi really later is going to say, based on the Gemara later, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry if he doesn't see 10 people in a shul. So that's when really it's the time of davening. But then there it sounds like from the times of Gemara that maybe that even we're machmir that all day round, Hashem is going to be upset. He wants 10 people to be there. They're putting down the Shechina into the shul. So Nidon, that's when the idea of bringing the Asari Shonim, you're bringing the higher level of Shechina into the Shul, it's a very big thing, okay, et cetera. So here, we have the 10 people who are in the Kollel, you need them, Nidon to Kikfar, because if they don't have that, that's not considered a big city, they're going to be considered a village, and they would be considered a kfar. Rashba understands that this is referring to specifically a non-walled city. But when it comes to a walled city, it doesn't matter if it has 10 people or not. They're going to read on the 15th. That's Machlokas Rishonim. There in Ban holds a note that the Gemara is referring to that the Gemara refers to even a walled city. If a walled city doesn't have 10 people, they'll read like the halachas of a kfar, and they'll read either the 14th or maybe even before the 14th if it's a Yom HaKnisa. That is how their status will be determined. Very fascinating Machlokas. Now the Gemara asks, my kamash malan. So what is Rabbi Shimon Levi teaching us? Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah on Daf Hey. We're going to get to the Mishnah Daf Hey, Be'ez Hashem. The Mishnah is going to tell us, is it Yergadola, what's considered a big town? Kol Sheyesh Ba'asar Batlanim, Pachas V'Kana Reza Kfar. So we see that this is a halacha already mentioned over here. So the Gemara says, though, Krach Itzachale. Rabbi Shimon Levi needs to teach you the distinction with regards to a city. As Rashi points out, the Chol Krach, Eino Ela Makam Shavakim, Sheneklasim Shal Mekol Tzad, V'Gadol Yoser Me'Yergadola. That Krach, the case of a city, is larger. And therefore, to teach you the Chiddush with regards to a city which is larger, Afagav the Mikalei Me'alma, that even though many people come visit the city, it still doesn't have 10 batlanim. They're going to be considered something which is lower than the status of a city, and they'll be able to read it on the Monday and Thursday of the Yom HaKnisas. So now the Gemara continues another statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Krach Shechar V'Levosof Yashav, a city that was destroyed and then resettled. Nidon Kekrach, it's going to be considered a city. So the Gemara asks, my Charav. What does it mean by the lashon of being destroyed over here? So the Gemara says, "Ilema charvu chomosav." You're going to tell me it means that the walls were destroyed. Then Meshuv Levi was teaching you Yashavin, that it would be if it was subsequently settled, the walls were rebuilt. That would be the case where it's going to be considered a walled city. Lo Yashav lo. But if it's not rebuilt, then it's not going to be considered a walled city. V'hatanya, don't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Asher lo choma. That the pasuk is teaching you that does not have a wall. This regards Asher lo chama is a pasuk in Vayikra. Lo chama can be considered with the lamed aleph. The kri can be considered low, that it has a wall. So we're learning from over here. Aval bisha ein lo achshav, even though it does not presently have a wall. Vayela kodem lachem, it had one previously. In times of Yishuv and Lun, it would be regarded with regards to lachas and Megillah over here. It would be regarded as a walled city. So the Gemara says. So we see it doesn't matter if it doesn't have one right now. Yerushalayim, the walls that were built, even though Agav, we have one now, so interesting, it would be rebuilt. But those walls are not really those walls were built in the 1500s, most of it. They used part of the walls maybe from the times of earlier times, but Etzin, the walls were built by the Turks in the 1500s. Those walls are not walls that were during the time of Yoshua ben Lun, but they and also the main area of Yerushalayim during the time of Bayis Rishon, and then subsequently before that time, was really where Ir David is. That whole area, which is not walled at all, that whole area of Ir David was really that's why it's called Ir David. David Melech's palace was there. David Melech lived there. That's where they're finding all the stuff from the time of Bayis Rishon, because that's where anyway. That's about Yerushalayim. That's just a side point. So the Gemara says Ela Ma'ay Charav. So what does it mean when it was destroyed? Shecharav Ma'asara Batlanim, that it was destroyed from its 10. I didn't have the 10 people who are learning, and therefore Bishua Levi is teaching a chiddush that if at some later point the city is able to support the kollel again and have the 10 people to learn and to be there for the davening, it's going to go back to its original status. Now the Gemara continues with Amar Bishim and Levi, turning on to the next Amar now. Bishim and Levi also told us, Lud, Ve'ono, Ve'gei Chareshim, Mekovos Chomai Meos Chomai Lun, that these cities have a Masorah, Rashi said they're from Ari Ben Yamin, and those are areas which have Masorah that were built in times of Yishim and Nun, and therefore they're going to read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. The Gemara says, V'hari Yishim and Nun, but Yeshua really built these cities. They were built later. Va al apel banane, but apel was after the times of Yeshua. Dechsev v'nei al apel avir misham v'shamed hu bana es ona lord v'noseya. These psukim in Divrei Yamim and telling it was built by al apel, which is in existence after the time of Yeshua. So l'chor Yeshua was not built during the time of Yeshua. So Gemara says ulatamayech, but according to your premise that it could be done time al apel either asa banane, because it should have been asa dechsev v'even. Really, parentheses, there's no pasuk that says v'even asa. Rather, the pasuk is v'even are mitzuda b'yuda kishakta aretz. That's the pasuk that we're using over here, that he built Ari Matsuda, and that fortified cities are referring to a later point, even after the time of Al-Apel. So the Gemara says, Pile. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ani mekuvas chami most Yosheb ben Nun have. So it must be that these cities in Echanami, they were walled cities during the time of Yosheb ben Nun. Charav bimei Pelegesh Pegiva. So they were destroyed during the time of Pelegesh Pegiva. We know that when Klal Yisrael had a civil war with Binyamin, Shev Binyamin had for what they had done in Pelegesh Pegiva. So therefore, they destroyed the city. Also, was destroyed in the wreckage of the civil war. Vasa Alapel Baninis, and Alapel came and rebuilt them. And apparently they fell down again. And Hadar Lapel Asa Shaptino, maybe they didn't even fall necessarily, but he just restored them. Part of it fell and he redid the walls. And that's why it uses his name to say that they built them. But really they were in existence ready for the time of Yosheb ben Nun. The Gemara says, Dankanami, this is also actually Meduyak. This is actually, it's clear in the Psukim, the Pasuk says, Dechseva Yomar Yehuda Nibna Esarei Ma'ela. It's written, Asa said to Yehuda, let's build these cities. Mechalda Arim Hava Meikara. What do you mean build these cities? If they're not cities, we're building a new city. Don't say build the cities. Let's build a new shetach. Let's build a new area, a new land. What do you mean build these cities? Implying that there was a city here beforehand. So that implies Mechal Darim Avim Mekar. And Echanami, that implies that the cities were there from before. Shmamina, this is a good raya, that the cities built by Asa, which were much later, those were already in existence in the time of earlier. And we're assuming we have a Masorah from Yehoshua ben Nun, and they were just rebuilt later. Now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nashim Chayavos Mekar Magila, another halacha. Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us that women are Chayav Mekar Magila, Sha'af Hina Yisub Osanis, because normally, Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, a woman is Pater. However, by Chanukah as well, Afed Aisabosa Anes, that Haman was decreeing over here to kill all the Jews, including women, so therefore they are including the miracle of being saved. Others explain that no, the whole miracle was done through Esther, and that's why it's considered Afed Aisabosa Anes. There's a fascinating Machlokas Rishonim, is the woman Chayav Afshinosa Anes, and they Chayav on the same level as a man, meaning maybe they're only Chayav in Shmias Megillah, not in Kriyas Megillah, therefore they would not be able to lane it for a woman, and that's what we're machmir for. We're assuming they would not be able to lane it for a woman, for a man. So now the Gemara continues. Again, Mishal Sechak may be different, but either way, that they're not able to read it. That's a Mikra. The Gemara continues. Vamar Mishum and Levi. Purim Shuchal Yos B'Shabbos. If Purim falls out on Shabbos, which can happen only nowadays if Tezvav can fall on Shabbos, Shalom B'Darshan B'Nenah Shal Yom. So you should learn the lachas of Purim on that Shabbos. So even though you don't remember the Gilai, so you have to give a drasha. But there are those are machmer about this. This seems to be pashtus of dinner the Gemara. I remember seeing Rav Dibletsky is wondering why people aren't more machmer about this, because not everyone had this, like the Rav, like a Shabbos the Gadol Drasha type of thing, where the Rav of the city is giving in Yerushalayim. But there were those who did it. There are a lot of people who had this drasha in Shari Chesed. There are a few people who gave a drasha. The Ravs of different small shuls here, and it's very nice. And that's this din over here that you should be learning the lachas. So the Gemara says, "My area Purim. Why is specifically mentioning Purim?" I feel Yomtov Nami that this should apply to even Yomtov as well. Descended with learning Brisa. Moshe Tikin Lam Yisrael. She showed him a darshan binyan shayom. Moshe was masakin us already that the day of Yomtov, Hilchas Pesach, Pesach, Zerach, the Yomim told him, we already see a precedent for this. On Pesach, and Shavuot, and Sukkot, you learn those halachas, each one by its proper time, on its day itself. So we see it's a kind of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's Rabbi Shimon Levi teaching you a chiddush? And where's it? No, Purim Yitzchak Halei. Purim is actually a chiddush. Ma'ad Seimim because Nigzer B'Shem Rabbi. I would have thought that because we're going to see on Amud Beis. The rabbi is going to be gozer on Kriyas. We know what's the reason we don't lean Megillah on Shabbos. We're afraid you're going to carry it. Dalad Amas Rishus Rabbim. So I would have thought that Rashi says maybe you're going to make a Shema Yavirna Arba Amas Rishus Rabbim Afkan because the Drasha to Kriya. You're going to have the Drasha. People are going to think maybe let's learn the Megillah. Let's bring our Megillahs to the Shir to hear about the Drashas of Purim. So some see over here, we see a raya that you should be, they're really Dorshim Psukim as well. You should be talking about the actual Psukim, the nature of Psukim, because why would I have thought people are going to bring the Megillah to the Shul, to the Shir? Elamai must be the Rav. The Gemara was assuming that the Rav is giving a Shir in the actual Megillah itself. Could be also the Dorshim Psukim for the Halachas of Megillah, but we see definitely he's going to be using Megillah, Psukim, the Megillah, as part of the Drasha. So therefore, Kamash Malan, Rabbi Shiva Levi is teaching a Chiddush that therefore there is no Gzer. It's like a Gzer of the Gzer, so therefore you can be Mekil, and you can give the drasha. Not really could. You should be giving the drasha on that Shabbos. Another halacha of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi chayav and lekos the Megillah Laila. Person is obligated to read the Megillah on the night of Purim as well, v'lishnos abayom, and then teach it over again as a remembrance to the Megillah when the Jews cried out by day and night. Rashi points out, and that is going to be part of the halacha. I would have thought only it's by day. Usually mitzvahs are only by day. All the dal mitzvahs hayom are by day. The suda, right? The suda mishalach manos. And the Matanos of Yonim are all by day. I would have thought maybe the Megillah is all by day. No, Chiddush is by nighttime also. So his Machlokas in the Achronim is leaning by nighttime also Divrei Kabbalah, or a special Chumash is by Divrei Kabbalah. So is it considered that it was a Tikkun of Chazal, a later Takana? And that's another Shaila is also Nafkamina is by the Shachyana. We clearly see that the Iker is reading it by day. So you're going to say Shachyana by night and then read it again the next day. But really the next day is the Iker Kriya. So Tosos hold in a Chanami. So therefore you should say Shachyana again by the daytime. And then the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes that you don't say Shachyana by daytime. It's Machlokas Arayom between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. The Shulchan Aruch rules you don't make Shachyana. The Ashkenazim writes that you do. However, it gets interesting though, a lot of Ashkenazim have the practice like the Shulchan Aruch because the Gra. The Gra held like the Shulchan Aruch, held like the Rambam, that you should not be making a Shachianu. The Shlah is a little bit of a pshara, a nice pshara that Mr. Barus is just doing. The Shlah recommends that you have in mind, most shuls will announce this, Shlah based on Mr. Barus, is that you have in mind the Dal Mitzvah Sayyam, not just the Megillah, but you're making a Shachin also, because we don't make a Shachin about Tanaz Levionim, and Suda, and also Mishlach Manos. So you have in mind those mitzvahs also as part of Shachianu, have that in mind. Maybe the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is right, then you have another sniff to rely on something else by making your Shulchan. Either way, so the Gemara says, where do I get this from? The Gemara says, Shnemar Elokai Ekre Yomam Velosa Nev Lala Demeli. This is famous pasuk in Ayelas HaShachar. Ayelas HaShachar, the Gemara in Yuma tells us, referring to Esther Malka. She said this pasuk, and it's a reference to her. And she said also, I call out to Hashem by day, and when I answer at night, I also, there's no one answering me. So we see that nighttime is also as a shtickel inyan for Esther. So he thought maybe you should only be reading by night, and when it says Lishnosa, he thought that meant Lishnosa Lashon Hashim, not of learning, that you should be learning the Halachos of Megillah the next day, the Mishnayos. And the Rabbi said, no, the Dima Farsh Lemine, the Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, that the Rabbi Shimon Levi meant that you should repeat the Megillah, not that you should be learning the halachas the next day. Meaning, also nice to learn the halachas, but the ikkar is also to read the Megillah. As it says, Kigon Damri Enshe, the people say, Ever Parshadav Asneh, I'm going to learn this halacha, and I'm going to learn it again, repeat it. Asneh is the lesson of repeating it, not lesson of learning it. Itmar Nami, we learn also, Amar Rabbi Chaba, Amar Rabbi Ula Bira, Chayav Adon Lekros Megillah Balayla, Vilishnos Bayam, Shinemar, Lachman Jemech Chavod, Veloy Dom, Hashem Lakayla Mudecha. So we make famous, we send this Mirash every day, that my soul is singing out to you, Hashem, and I'm not still Hashem, I thank you forever. So that we see that you should be doing it by the daytime also, and that's a reference over here, as a also referring to Mirach of Purim, and therefore it's a reference to you should be saying it by day also. Now the Gemara continues, Ela Shekfar Makdim Eliyam HaKnisa, that the people of the villages, they say it to the day beforehand. This is a different explanation. Chanina is saying that Chachamim are lenient in regards to the villages to read it early. Why? This is the answer we pointed out. Maybe the Gemara is suggesting later. This is the Gemara now. The Gemara is suggesting maybe the reason is that they should provide food and water for their people in the towns, that they would come from the local areas around the towns, and they'd be selling their things. It would be very hard on those people to have Purim Suda to be able to celebrate Purim if they're not getting those people coming in on the normal Mondays and Thursdays. So if it was a day, they're allowed to be makdim, so that they can come and rely on them to provide them their food. So the Gemara says, so this implies that the whole takana, the whole enactment of the Mishnah, is for the benefit of the people living in the town and not for the villagers. So the Gemara says that really true. The Mishnah says, chalias b'sheni, that if it falls out on Monday, b'kfar me'eros gedolos koren bo bayom, that the villagers in the large towns are going to read that day. So if it's true that the whole takana is for the sake of the towns, why don't in that situation the villagers should be reading on Thursday? So the Gemara says, but then if you marked them from Monday those days earlier from Monday to Sunday to Shabbos to Friday to Thursday, 4 days earlier, that's going to be Havilu Asara. That's going to be from Yud Aleph. It's going to be to the 10th, and we have no Masorah that you're allowed to read the Megillah on 10th. The Asara L'Tikna Rabbanan, only Yud Aleph. You're based at Gimel Yud Aleph, not earlier than Yud Aleph. So therefore, that was enacted by the Chachamim. Therefore, you cannot be laning it. There's no brera, and therefore you're stuck. So Gemara says, Tashma, no, bring another proof though. What about when it's Chalias B'Chamishi? If the 14th falls out on a Thursday, Kvarim Bayaras V'Dolim Gzum Gabayom, so the large towns and the villages are both going to read on the 14th. But really, in that case, Amisa, if that's the case, according to you, that shouldn't be. The Amisa, Liktamali Amaknisa, the villagers should advance their reading to the day of Monday, and that circumstance is a luckily valid date to be reading on the 11th. So the Gemara says, no, because Miyama Knisa, Lema Knisa, Loda Chinan. We don't move from one. We make a low plug. The Miri explains that since you can't do it from a Monday back to a Thursday because it's too early, it's Yud, people are going to get confused. If you could do it from a Thursday to a Monday, and you can't do it from a Monday back to the previous Thursday, which is a problem, they're going to get confused where you can do it from a Thursday to Monday, so therefore a low plug, and therefore we don't do it. We don't move it around. Therefore, that's the answer of Miyama Knisa, Lema Knisa, Loda Chinan. You're not allowed to move it from one day to the other. So the Gemara now is going to bring a raya brura that we don't pass like Rabbi Chanina, that his answer is wrong. Tashma, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when do the villagers say the Megillah is earlier than the 14th? B'malkom she'nichnasim b'shinim b'chamishi, when they read on Mondays and Thursdays. B'malkom she'nichnasim b'shinim b'chamishi, but the places where they do not enter on Mondays and Thursdays, they don't come in Kornos ha'ela b'zman. We only read it on its proper date, the 14th of Adar. V'isakadaitach takanta dekrachini. Now you're going to tell me that this is whole takana of the benefit of the towns. Mishum de'inichnasim b'shinim b'chamishi. How could it be because the villagers don't enter Monday and Thursday, that the towns are going to lose out? We see, therefore, that this can't be. So therefore, lo tehim ha'kiddush tzav g'mayim mazon. Therefore, we have to reinterpret what we meant for Rabbi Chanina. It didn't mean that they're able to provide water and food for the towns. People rather, ela ema, because they provide water and food to their people in the towns, it was enacted for the benefit of the villagers to save them from making a special trip into town to the 14th, and therefore it's not there to really help the city people. It's really that they don't want to have to come a special trip and sell things twice. We'll make them only go in once that week. Now the Gemara continues the next part of Mishnah. Ketzad chalios b'sheni b'shabes kfarim rayos gedolos kfarim bo bayom. Now the Gemara says Mishnah reisha the nakat sidro diarcha. What's the difference about the first part of the Mishnah, which is telling us in the order of the day of the month? Yadal fit beis gimel yadal tesvav. As opposed to the Hamshech Lemishnayos, continuing, it's Chalios Bishini, Kogumar Gimli Yomaknisa, right? The Maknim in the Chamishi, and we start using it without the days. So the Gemara says, I did the Misafkale, since the Mishnah is in the order, the days of the month, the beginning, if we're going to reverse the order later, Nikat Nesidur Diome, the Tana wants to use the order of days of the week in order to avoid confusion, as Rashi points out. In the Mishnah, we're just going to tell us the days of the month. It would have had the sequence of the 14th falls out on a Sunday, they read on the 11th. If the 14th falls out on the Shabbos, they read on the 12th, the 14th falls out on, etc. Those halachas, the days of the week in reverse order, Sunday, Shabbos, and then Friday, that would be confusing, and therefore, it's preferable the Mishnah just follows the order of the day of the week, not to confuse people, to leave it in a more simplistic fashion. Now the Mishnah also says, Chalios be'erev Shabbos, if the 14th fell out on a Friday, the people of the Kfarim would read on on a Thursday, and the walled cities read on a Friday. So the Gemara says, Masnisa money, that's actually not so pashit. So the Gemara says, so that, again, because they can't read on a Shabbos, the people on Tesvav are not able to read on Shabbos, so who is that Mishnah following it? We had it this past year where Yudal fell on Friday. So both those in Yerushalayim in the walled city and other places of the walled cities read on the 14th. So where's the Masnim Mani? It's either the opinion of Rebbe or Yossi. We're going to elaborate both of them. My Rebbe, because we have a verse that says Sanya Chal Dios Be'er of Shabbos if the 14th falls out on a Friday. So we see, according to this Tanakhama, that the villagers and the people of the large towns are reading on the Thursday. And the walled cities are going to read on Friday. Rabbi Oimer, no, I'm going to lay the why would you have the people of the big towns read on a day earlier? They should be reading on Yadalid, Eila Ve'ilu, Kori, and Bobayom. Rather, both these read on the 14th. So the Gemara is going to flesh out the reasons in the race. In my time, the Tanakhama. What's the reason for the Tanakhama? Why would they hold that we push up the day of the big cities to the Thursday before to the 13th? Because they have a drasha. It says every year, which implies every year what? That every year the walled cities are coming in advancement of the walled city. The not walled cities are going to be before the walled city. So here also, this year also should not be any different. Therefore, Ayaras Kodemos Mukavin, that the unwalled towns should be preceding the walled towns and be reading. Even in this case, you have to read a day earlier, they're rereading and shifting it to the Yud Gimel. So Gemara says, Ve'ima bechol shana v'shana. So then, why don't you say every shana mashal shana v'shana in achin eras and koma? But every year, the big cities they read normally on the 14th. Afkan. So it's over here that they should be reading. Also, they should not be shifting from the regular spot and be reading on the 14th. How could the Talmud tell us that the unwalled cities read on the 14th? So Gemara says, "Shiny hacha below afshar." Here it's different because it's not possible. So the Ritva points out that fundamentally there's two things that have to go on over here. There's two important things that we want. That we want the walled cities have to be preceded by unwalled cities, and that's the cheshivas of the walled cities. And the second halacha is that unwalled towns cannot be shifted from the regular date. So when push comes to shove, there's going to be machlokas. Which one is more chashiv to us? Is it the fact that we want to give chashivas to the walled cities, or that the yadalit should not be moved from their time? And that's the machlokas over here. So therefore, that's the case of lo afshar. We're analyzing the Tanakama, and therefore they hold that it's more important that we should leave Yadalad on it. We should move the gift chashivas to the walled cities and move the Yadalad from its date. But that's a more important chashivas than having Yadalad remain on its day. Than having the cities remain on Yadalad. And where it says Rebbe my time. So what's the reasoning of Rebbe? Chol shana v'shana, because it's written each and every year. Ma chol shana v'shana in eros nidchad m'koyman. So just like in every year, the unwalled towns are not shifted from their regular spot of the 14th. Afkan lo yidchu ayros m'koyman. So too over here, when the 14th falls down on a Friday, unwalled towns are not shifted from their regular spot, and therefore they should be reading on the 14th. The Gemara says v'ima b'chol shana v'shana ma chol shana v'shana in eros nidchad m'koyman. Why don't we learn it like the Tanakhama? Every single year that the walled cities come after the unwalled cities, Afka and Namiaras Kedem El Kafin. So do over here that the unwalled cities should be preceding the walled cities that are going to be a day later, and therefore they should be makdim to the Yud Gimel. Because it's not possible. So therefore, again, here was the two things where push comes to shove. Where you have what's more chashiv, that the walled cities should be reading should be preceded by the unwalled cities, or is it more chashiv that the people of the cities should be able to read on their day on Yudalad? So according to Rebbe, it's more important, and our mission also holds like this, that it's more important that the cities should be reading on Yudalad. So the Gemara continues, my Rabbi Yossi. So now that was Rebbe. How could our Mishnah also be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Because the Tanya, we have another Braisa which says like this: Chalios Be'er Shabbos is very similar to Shaka V'Tarya. Now that if the 14th of Adar fell out on Friday, the walled cities and the villagers are going to be makdim liyam haknisa to Thursday. This is like the Tanakhama in the previous Braisa that they should be makdim. And that, however, Rabbi Yossi is the one who argues. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, in Mukafin Kodmin Layaros, the walled cities do not precede it. They both read on Yadalit. Therefore, they both read on Friday, and that's what the halacha according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's corresponding to our Mishnah. Could be Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara gives us the same, very similar analysis that we had to the previous Braisa. What's the reason that the Tanakhama says that you should be makdim tiyam gimel? Because it says in every year, every single year that the unwalled towns read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, where that's because that the time of the walled cities is unlike the time for the unwalled cities. That's a drasha. So too over here that the 14th falls on a Friday, the unwalled towns must read on the 14th. The time for the walled cities must be unlike the time for the unwalled cities. So therefore, to answer them, we have to assume that's what's going to be according to Tanakhama, that we should be makdim it to Yud Gimel. The Gemara says ve'ima mechol shana v'shana. So then maybe we should say that it's just like every year, but just every year, the cities do not precede the unwalled towns. So too over here, the 14th falls on a Friday, the walled cities must not precede the unwalled towns. So how could the Tanakhama tell us that this case, the cities read on Thursday prior to the day of the towns are reading on Friday? It's not possible over here. This is similar to what the Rishon said before. Therefore, we want it, it's more chashuv for us to make the walled cities be afterwards, and therefore we have them read a day earlier. Now the Gemara asks, my time in Rabbi Yossi, what's the reason Rabbi Yossi who says that they should both reading it on a Friday? So the Gemara says b'chol shana v'shana, because he's Dorish b'chol shana v'shana each and every year. Ma kol shana v'shana im b'kafin kamei araros, every single year the walled cities do not precede the unwalled cities. So afkan in b'kafin kamei araros. So over here the walled cities do not precede the unwalled cities in regards to Kriyas and Megillah. Therefore, the walled cities to read on the 13th and unwalled cities to read on the 14th is not an option. Rather, they both read on the 14th. The Gemara says b'im b'chol shana v'shana. Maybe you should say that each and every year ma shana v'shana is manas zeh. Each and every year that the walled cities is unlike the time for the unwalled cities. The walled cities and unwalled cities are on different separate dates. Afkan is manal shazeh, lo kaz manal kazeh. So too over here, the 14th on a Friday, the time for the walled cities must be unlike the time for the unwalled cities. So how could Rabbi Yossi tell us that they should be reading in the same time? The Gemara says again, shaniachad al-esher, there's no possibility. So therefore, it's push cups to shav. It's better to have them read on the same day than be makdim the dalet yod gimel. Now the Gemara says, "V'savar Rebbe Yaros Lodachiru leMaknisa." But really, we analyze Rebbe in the Braisa. Is it really true that he holds that the towns don't shift their days? V'atana, don't we have a Braisa which says Chalios B'Shabbos? If the 14th of Adar, which is again not possible according to our calendar, but before when the Mekadesh Alpiriya, the 14th could fall on the Shabbos. Kfar Makdim leMaknisa, the villagers are going to be reading on Thursday. V'Yaros Gedolos Korin Ba'er Shabbos. The large towns are going to be reading on Friday. And the walled cities are going to be reading the normal day on Tesvav, which is the day after Shabbos on Sunday. Rabbi Yoimer, no. Since they have to move it anyway, they aren't reading Bismano on Yadalat of Shabbos. They should read it together. They should be makdim it to the Thursday with the villagers in order to read it with the villagers. So here Rabbi says that the unwalled towns are shifted to a day of the day of the Mekov, so he can move them. He has no problem moving them. Like, what do you mean? How can you compare the two cases? There it's fundamentally different. There, this time, it fundamentally is the 14th is Shabbos. So therefore, the unwalled towns are shifted from their place anyway. So therefore, we're going to move them anyway to a day which is off. Either Yud Gimel, let's move them to Yud Beis, to the Yom HaKnisa, to Thursday. Here, the case of the Braisa, Yud Dalet really is falling out on Friday. Rabbi doesn't want you to move them off of the Friday. That's what he wants you to keep it at. So therefore, there's not a steer between the Shitas of Rabbi. Now the Gemara says, Kiman Azla Had Amrei Rabbi Chalba Amrei Puna Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos Kol Nidchei HaKnisa. Who's this opinion, Rabbi Chalba, that when Purim falls out of the 14th falls on a Shabbos, everybody should be reading on Thursday? Then where interrupts this? What do you mean? How could it be Hakol? Everybody that implies that even the walled cities. That's not true though. The Mukavin read a Tesvav, which is going to be Sunday. Ella, when Yud Aleph falls out on Shabbos. Rather, Kol Anidcha, that everybody who's supposed to be moved, Yidcha Liyom HaKnisa, should be moved to Thursday. The Gemara says, come on, that's Kirebi. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And he holds that you should be moved to Thursday. Now the Gemara says, everybody agrees though, to Kol Yalma Miyah Megillah B'Shabbos Tokarina, that when Tesvav falls on Shabbos, the people are makdim from Tesvav to Yud Aleph. When Yud Aleph falls on Shabbos, they either read it on the Friday or the Thursday, but everybody agrees you don't read it on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason that you don't read it on Shabbos? The Gemara says, I'm Rabbi, pretty famous answer over here. Akol Chavim Kirs Megillah, some of the gears of Asaf Tekesa Shofar, everybody's Chayav to read Megillah. And everybody's chayav and shofar blowing, but in a kabbalah kin b'mikra megillah. But not everybody is an expert in reading the megillah and also shofar how to blow it. So therefore, we have a gezira shemayit lena biyada v'yelech etzavaki liomot. And as a precaution, the Chazal were afraid that a person is going to come to an expert to teach him how to read the Megillah. And Ve'avrena Rabbah Rishus Harabim, you're going to carry it for Amos in Rishus Harabim. Tosos has a question: why aren't we afraid that you're going to carry it from Rishus Yachet to Rishus Harabim? So it says apparently that's less of a concern. People realize that. However, carrying it for Amos in Rishus Harabim was more Matzoy. You'll accidentally carry it in Rishus Harabim for Amos. Those are two separate Yisurim. Both are derisas. So that was that's the whole problem. That Gzera should be like Abamas versus Shabbat. The Gemara says, "Why the time of the shofar?" This is the reason when Shabbos is also the day Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos. That's the reason. Why the time of the love, which I also find fascinating. Those live in Yerushalayim on that year, you'll have all three of these Gzeras derabas. You'll have the first day of Rosh Hashanah falling out on Shabbos. You'll have Purim 2 weeks, Sukkot 2 weeks later, not shaking the shofar because you're afraid you're going to come to ask the Bucky how to shake it for you. And therefore, you don't do it. And the same thing with regards to the halachas of that year. Last year, we just had Tezvav falls out on Shabbos as well, and we don't lean on Tezvav. A fascinating, I'll just end off with this. A fascinating halacha psak from Maral Diskin was that the Gzera D'Rabba was only on something that's matzoy. What if you have a bar mitzvah boy whose bar mitzvah is on Tezvav, like last year? You have a bar mitzvah boy who's coming. His bar mitzvah is on the 15th of Adar. So Maral Diskin went on to Taina that maybe that's so not matzoy. Chazal never made a takana, made a gzera on something that's ain't a matzoy. So maybe he should read for himself on Shabbos. That's not part of the takana's Chazal, and he should be reading for himself. That is a fascinating psak. That is something we're now still discussed. That nowadays there are Baruch Hashem Yisrael so populated. It is matzoy now, so it would be a gzera. But either way, that's a fascinating thing. We'll pick up Ezra Shem from Yosef Amar in tomorrow's daf.